Welcome, and thank you for joining the October Planetary Service Meditation Call. I'm going to bring in the council for a message. Greetings, friends. We have a great deal of work to do today. In America and abroad. First of all, we have some work to do in Indonesia and in the Gulf of Mexico for those who are affected by recent catastrophic natural events in those places. The Ring of Fire is becoming more active, and there will probably be more activity, some of it surprising. A lot of it surprising. And many of you may have noticed that things have gotten extremely tumultuous in the last few years. Remember, we are still in the chaos node, and this is a destabilization year, so things are shaking apart. And what's shaking apart are the old ways of doing things. The fact that many Americans, especially those Americans who are in a more privileged strata of the society, haven't realized is that your country was never a democracy. It was never designed to be a democracy. It was designed to protect the power of the privileged few. So the question now stands before America and in many other countries in the world, including Brazil, including Europe, including the UK. The question is, do we want to have democratic systems of government, or would we prefer authoritarian systems of government for getting through this crisis? And there are arguments for both sides, although the prejudice is very much against authoritarian governments. It's true that authoritarian governments may be able to do what democracies are unable to accomplish in terms of the speed of things getting done, but that would depend on what they were being draconic about. And very few of the groups that are going for authoritarian power have the stated or implicit goal of seeking that totalitarian power in order to force planetary changes to protect the climate. If that were the case, there might be a justification, at least in the short term, for that. However, we would always say that freedom of choice and democratic ideals is what love chooses in a situation like this. The other path is fear. So you can see this choice is not only between what way you will navigate the coming crises that are coming to the planet, but whether you are going to act out of love or fear. Now, we understand that all of you who are in on this call have a very strong vote for the love, but a lot of people are in fear right now, and so a lot of the work that we're going to be doing for the next few months has to do with alleviating that fear and replacing it with connection to spirit. Where spirit, where your essence comes through, love is and fear cannot be. And so by helping in certain areas, especially what we call hot zone areas where civil unrest is likely to break out, the application of the unified field where they can connect with their essence and contact the unconditional love of spirit and source is very helpful and acts as calming the troubled waters. Also, if you infuse your unified fields with peace, the energy of peace Elohim, which as we have described before, if you are into visualization, looks like the inside of a mother of pearl. If you suffuse your field with that and walk around with it, you're sharing that peace wherever you go. Where your fields touch in others, their fields will unify, and some of that peace ray in your field, or whatever ray you're carrying really, will spill into theirs. And so they'll get a taste of that. There is a reason for the extreme polarization that you're seeing fracturing Western society, because the premise of Western society is built on a basic lie that needs to be dismantled. And that lie is that their type of society is superior to all others. They are exceptional. That allows these cultures to through history, justify all sorts of actions overseas and in regards to other countries that has interfered with their natural development. And they have justified this on the grounds of exceptionalism. That illusion of exceptionalism is being battered a great deal at this time. But what's underneath it is where the fear is coming. Because to face a karmic responsibility is a weighty thing for any individual, and it is especially so for any culture. The exceptionalism is there to hide the understanding and the knowledge that what is being done is unethical and there is no justification for it. But when that illusion is stripped away and the wounds that have been inflicted because of that attitude are perceived, there follows a great deal of shame. And when that shame becomes unbearable, it outpictures as blame. And so now you're seeing them blaming out groups, groups that are not looking like them, the fear that when they are no longer the majority in terms of numbers in certain countries, that they will lose their culture. All of these are valid fears to those who have them. And yet we've said before and we'll say again that any action undertaken with the motivation of fear will always lead to the lowest possible probability. Always ask ourselves the question, what would love do now? Find our way through difficult choices. And so with no further ado, let us start our work for the day. We are going to help you unify your fields by command code. 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 2, 5, 3, 8, 5, 13, 8, 21, 13, 34, 21, 55, 34, 89, 55, 144, 89. Initiate unified field. Now, please allow your fields to stretch out, seeing all of you in a circle, and so that your fields touch the field of the person next to you in the circle until you become one great unified field of light. Each of you holding your individual center and yet creating a greater field. Go ahead. Now taking that unified field down to the southern hemisphere over Indonesia, in the areas affected by the recent earthquake and tsunami where a great deal of devastation has occurred, a great deal of loss of life, and there's still a lot of trauma going on, and souls there that don't know they're dead. And so we are going to assist them today. Let us lower our collective field around this area, and we are going to lay our nested grid. 12-sided. 20-sided. 12-sided, and then 20-sided. 12-sided, and then 20-sided. And then a double tetrahedron. Three-dimensional Star of David. Please hold the unified field over the nested grid overlapping it, embracing it, encompassing it, and stand by to receive transmissions from the Uraeus group. We are sending in contingents of mediation course specialists to assist those who are confused about their status. Of course, sending healing energy to those who are still in fear and still in want and are still experiencing the sharpness of acute trauma. Remembering that it is highly unlikely that those of you in this circle will finish out your lifetimes without experiencing some sort of severe climactic event, if not more than one. So we hold compassion for those whose relative wealth didn't allow them to build in a way that they wouldn't suffer great loss of life when such an event occurs. Sending love, sending peace, unifying their fields so they may touch their essence and receive help from their healing guides and from we, the Council of One, as we help out individuals on the ground. Your physical anchoring is invaluable to our ability to do that efficiently, and we thank you. Very good. Sending liberty. Sending joy. Sending renewal and rebirth. Also repairing local tears in the astral, which always occur when you have mass death. Opening the tunnel of light for those who are confused about their status to find their way back into their greatest unity. There to be met by the mediation corps who will help them with any residual trauma from their exit. Thank you. Hold this gate, please. Hold this gate. Also allowing for communication with the elemental of the area, the fire elemental, and the earth elemental, the air elemental, and the water elemental. All of the animals and plants that have been destroyed or impacted by this, we also send support and healing to the Devic web of life. Very good. Now this nest of good is in place. And thanks to your precision targeting of where we need to put our energy, we will continue this work. We will leave this with the Uraeus. Let us now lift our collective unified field. Floated over the Gulf region of the United States, where recently a Category 4, almost 5, made direct landfall in the Florida Panhandle. We're going to create a nested grid around this area, and this is going to be a very large nested grid, going all the way to the southern border of Virginia, including the Carolinas, Georgia, and Alabama, as well as the top part down to the middle of Florida and out to the edges of Louisiana. 12-sided, 20-sided, 12-sided, 20-sided, 12-sided, 20-sided, and then a three-dimensional Star of David, a double tetrahedron, to amplify and spread the energy. Now allowing our collective unified field to settle over the nested grid, please open to receive transmissions from the Uraeus group. Again, in support of those who may have died suddenly and in fear, may need assistance crossing over, those who may be injured or trapped currently, to help ease their fear. And any healing energy that needs to be brought to bear on their psyches or their body. Using the collective unified field to unify their fields and thus initiate contact with their essences and their guides. Sending in the turquoise ray to help with the trauma. Sending in divine love. Sending in divine peace. Sending in divine liberty or divine liberation. Also working with the elementals of that region, the Devic web, all wildlife and plants affected by this event. Trees especially suffered. And remember, trees are not as individual as you think. When there are communities of these trees together, they are connected to each other. And even trees of different species form a community. And these communities have been ripped apart. And the trees feel this too. And so we offer our healing to that part of the Devic web as well. Very good. understood. Now, leaving the arrays to continue working with the nested grids you have helped to anchor, please raise the collective unified field of our presence. And let us move it around Washington, D.C. And we are going to place a nested grid around Washington, D.C. and its immediate environs in Maryland and Virginia in what we call the government umbra, all the way out to Langley, Quantico, all the major agencies of government, or the NSA. And again, we are going to set a nested grid. And that nested grid will start with the 12-sided and then the 20-sided. The 12-sided and then the 20-sided. And then the 12-sided and the 20-sided. And we will end with another 12-sided. This is more of a containment grid. We want to keep it within this area. And then around the 12-sided, a clear sphere of light. Just clear bubble. Good. Please settle the collective unified field around the nested grid region. By doing this, we are going to hold the energy of the unified field over this region so that the fields of the individuals within it will start to unify. And in unifying, have an opportunity to get contacted by their essence. We would like to comment on the current political parties of the United States and some of the deeper meaning that they might represent. Remember, we have spoken before in this transmission of Western European civilization coming to terms with certain things, having to confront the lie of their own exceptionalism. There is a great deal of language about the Republican Party of the United States being a white supremacist party. And this is true as far as it goes. But we would ask people to remember that this is a mirror. The truth is that European Western civilization is a white supremacist civilization. All of you that are part of that culture are within it. And so the role that the GOP is playing is to show, is to kind of hold a mirror up. Now, that's not to say that they are not creating karma or committing unethical actions. However, we think it would be useful for those to see this as a mirror. And one of the reasons this Democratic Party has been, it's been very difficult for them to oppose it is because they are also part of the same culture. Part of them realizes it deep down, and deep down they don't feel they have a moral leg to stand on. But because of that situation, it is helpful to do a recommitment to a different ethical stance, a stance of love, compassion, and inclusion rather than exclusion. Western civilization, as it currently stands, must confront the root of its own historical actions, or those actions will continue. And so increasingly you are seeing governments who are reflecting that aspect that has always been part of the civilization that you have been born into. Does that mean you are personally responsible? No, that is not what we are applying or meaning to say. What we are saying is that you are being asked to evaluate your civilization as a whole. And this is a necessary process to making the transition from a young soul culture worldwide to a mature soul culture. The sins, or the karma, if you will, of the young soul era has to be confronted, looked at, and the path to healing has to be embarked on before that transition can occur. Now, we didn't say the healing had to be complete, but there are very, very many people that are not acknowledging the wound at all, are not acknowledging the truth of what their civilization is based upon. Now, does that mean that other civilizations other than Western civilizations are pure and wonderful and the West is evil? We did not mean to imply that in any way. We are a healing body, and therefore we will want to bring your attention to those aspects individually and collectively that require healing. And that this, and it might make you feel less uneasy and scared if you realize that this is a very necessary part of the healing process for everyone. Also, there are certain souls that are setting themselves up to hold very polarized positions. You're seeing this playing out in your politics in the West. This polarization is deliberate. These souls are taking these positions for a reason, because that polarity creates an energetic tension. A tension that, when released, and believe us when we say that every effort is made to see that it is not a violent release of tension. When that tension is released, a tremendous amount of energy is available to push you forward in a new direction. Now, whether that direction will be into a more authoritarian path or a more democratic path is for the West collectively to decide. In terms of the motivations of people who are in power in these Western cultures, their motive is often not very altruistic. It is to hold on to power at all costs. The collective has to decide if that raw power is the best way to traverse the challenges that are coming. But make no mistake, there's not a soul on the planet that doesn't know what's happening. And whether personalities acknowledge the truth of it or not, animal bodies are singing the truth of a changing planet. Life is on the move, including the animal bodies of human beings. And that pressure is being outpictured in various ways. Mostly fear. And we want to remind you that there is another choice. That you are not limited by your past, but you can free yourself from it into a future of greater love, compassion, cooperation, and collusion. Sorry, not collusion. Than you have ever imagined. A part where you can be cooperative with each other to get through the challenges, or where you break apart. And we'll also say it is not necessarily an either-or proposition. You might do a little of both. You know, initially going into a more fearful authoritarian stance and then moving into a more free and expansive stance. We will tell you that this planet is mature soul, whether the people who are currently in power like it to be or not, and that the tendency of the future is to go more democratic. But in America specifically, that means you're going to have to make some adjustments to your law documents, especially the Constitution, before that can be assess, because the very republic that needs to be overthrown for democracy is encoded within those pages. And so we're not saying that the challenge is an easy one, but it is certainly doable if there is the will to do that. There is grace to be had. There is a fresh start and a now moment, and healing to be done, and hands to be stretched out to others in oneness and unity. And because of the work you're doing here, you're helping to promote that. And so where we lay our nested grids when we do this work, you are always welcome to go and reinforce it by adding your conscious physical attention and presence. You give it a bit of a boost, even if you're doing it only by yourself. So we encourage you to check back with the work that we do in these sessions and keep maintaining it a little bit over the next month until we guide you in new assignments. It really does help, because of your physical presence here, it makes you more powerful than you realize in terms of affecting events down here. Now we would like to open it up to questions if people have them. Do we leave you all with awesome?
Do you have any thoughts on the upcoming political elections and climate in the United States in November?
We'd say that's up to you.
You
can act or not act, and that will have impact.
Any trend?
In other words, vote or don't vote. But either one will have an impact. Do we see any trends for? Sally? What was your question?
Do you perceive any trends for this political climate that the U.S. is currently in?
Yes, there are authoritarian trends. One election is not going to fix that. It's going to take sustained effort on the part of those who stand for democracy and love and compassion and inclusion rather than exclusion. But they're going to have to act on that, all of those who hold that belief. If you're asking it for us to prognosticate on the results of your upcoming midterm elections, we will not do so, because you're in a chaos mode. And we meant what we said. It really is up to you. And you know, it might surprise you to see, or maybe it won't, that most of your elections are decided on election day. In other words, people may have an idea of how they vote, and they end up voting a completely different way once they're there in the voting booth. And so that's when you will decide it, on election day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Suzanne, I have a question about, you mentioned the Constitution may have to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
In,
we'll require
a bit more about
the Constitutional Convention. The people of the United States have one power left to them, and that is the Constitutional Convention, as outlined in the Constitution. If tyranny takes over the other three branches of government, the judicial, the legislative, and the executive, the people, with if two-thirds of the state, and you have five states signed on and you need 34, two-thirds of the states decide on a convention, then a convention will be called. If two-thirds agree on any amendment to the Constitution, then it will be immediately enacted, and there's nothing the other three branches of government can do about it. It's a direct referendum from the people, and it is the only real power that the people of America have left to them. And so we would recommend supporting efforts to get a constitutional convention going. Now, if you're worried that if that happens, it opens up a whole can of worms with activists from the right side wanting to institutionalize a ban on abortion or an expansion of the Second Amendment, well, again, it takes two-thirds of a majority to get anything to pass. So we think that the first step that all could agree on is getting money out of your government. If you stop the legal bribery that was enacted by your Supreme Court recently with the 28th Amendment, that is something that both Tea Party conservatives and screaming left-wing progressives agree on. That would be huge for reclaiming your democracy, because right now you're a corporate oligarchy going into a corporate totalitarian state, a corporatist fascist state. And so if you are of a mind to be politically active, we recommend that you put your energy into getting a convention going. On an energetic level, we recommend you continuing to do what you have been doing, sharing the unified field. A lot of the strengths that old souls have are affecting, being very effective at affecting the energy of the planet. And that's one of the things that we're doing collectively in these meetings that we have, is harnessing those abilities and harnessing that power that older souls have to affect the energetic grids of the planet. And don't underestimate their effectiveness. So some of you may not be as politically activated. If so, then concentrate on the energetic part or both. It's whatever you feel called by your spirit to do. You could also call to abolish the Electoral College. That might be a harder sell to conservatives since they benefit from it. You could also change the rotation of your Supreme Court justices. There are all sorts of things that could be on the table once you get a constitutional convention going. And again, you don't have to worry about real extremists on either side getting their way, because it has to pass with two-thirds of the attendees. But that is the power that you have left. Electorally, the power you have spiritually is without measure. And we thank you for exercising yours here today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love and blessings. All right, now release yourselves from the collective unified field. Kind of shake it out. Hey, guys. Yeah, you know, we got to take care of those ones that get hurt so much, you know. What happened in Indonesia, they can't build the code, and so they have such a high loss of life. And it was so devastating, and it's hardly talked about. But literally, the mud liquefied around them. It was pretty apocalyptic. And then you have the hurricane that just hit the United States in one of the poorest areas of the country. A lot of poor people that may not have been able to evacuate, who are probably living in very substandard housing, and it's just destroyed. But you notice that they talked about putting the energy of divine liberty in there. There's a reason for that, because, you know, aside from the trauma and everything like that, losing everything you have can be a liberation if you choose to frame it that way. You know, it could be, oh, well, fresh start, all that old crud, no more old energy. I mean, it's a traumatic way to do it, but once you get over the trauma of it, the liberation can be quite extreme. You're not tied to that place. Maybe you can go somewhere else. And it's true, though, that a lot of people are going to be a lot worse off because they've lost everything they have. And our current country doesn't care much for you if you're poor. And that's something that the mature soul dominance and culture is going to definitely be addressing. I think that the overall trend is towards more democratic societies, but we're going to get some bumps along the way. In the short term, I think it's going to get kind of ugly, but in the longer term, I think it'll all be for the best. Hey, guys, thanks for joining in. I love you guys.
Thank you, Susanna.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks so much.